This is a premium podcast.
Premium podcast?
Premium podcast.
What's premium about it? I don't understand.
Quality.
Fair. Mm-hmm. The other, this ain't a scene, it's a podcast. I got a message for you. Knock it off. You stopped posting years ago. Then we started because we thought you were dead. And now you're posting again. It's beef.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, but it should be. Has anyone released a diss podcast before?
Probably.
I mean, I guess if you count just talking shit on a podcast, that's a diss podcast.
Which is most podcasts.
Well, this entire podcast is dedicated to. It's all of it is a diss towards the other podcast named This Ain't a Scene, It's a Podcast.
Mm.
And sort of everything that we say could be reframed to be shade on them.
Mm.
Yeah. Especially if I give you this look. Or if I go, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone. My name is
Michael?
Michael. Mark Michael Plyer.
Michael Plyer.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Plyer. Today, we're
Michael Plying.
Michael Plying.
Did people ever just based on your voice compare you to Critical?
Because
you have a deep voice also.
Not like as much as Corpse Husband was the common one.
But he has a disease, my girlfriend was telling me.
Yeah, he's got something fucked up with his vocal cords.
I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm sorry.
He's got a disease, doesn't
he? He's got a stupid person disease.
He's got a disease for idiots, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He has some kind of fucked up thing wrong with his vocal cords, so that's why he sounds like that.
Interesting.
But people hear...
He's used it to his advantage, certainly.
Oh, yeah. If I was him, I would too.
Yeah.
But...
Do you ever get a face reveal on him?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
There was an alleged leaked one, but nobody was able to verify if it was true.
That'd be awesome if it leaked and it was just some guy.
Yeah. He probably just does look like some guy.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, I guess you'd know by his voice.
Yeah.
If you saw him on the street or something.
Well, honest, I don't even know if you would because he's whispering, basically, for most
really?
Of his stuff. Well, yeah, if you've ever heard him talk, it's very clear he's basically whispering.
That's interesting. Maybe he can only whisper.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
Because he screams on the Bring Me the Horizon collab.
Oh, I ain't listening to that shit, brother.
It was fine, actually. It wasn't that bad.
You know what? I think I did listen to it, and I do think I remember it being like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
But...
I was very impressed with Corpse's screamed vocals because I've never heard him talk above a whisper before.
I love Bring Me the Horizon so much. Mm-hmm. I know you and I have had talks about this. I cannot stand half the collabs they've done over the past 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one called Bad Life, I think, which is the worst song I've ever heard, I think.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I had an addition to... the more embarrassing adult contemporary pop band.
Oh, yeah. First.
Oh, go for it.
Welcome back to This Ain't a Scene, It's a Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Dawson, and sticking with the he, him pronouns, you know.
And I'm Buzz Lightyear.
And I'm...
That's all I got.
Woody Harrelson.
Sticking with the he, him pronouns is very funny. Yeah. I'm gonna stick with them.
You know,
yeah.
I think those are fine.
Just a cis guy, just being I'll stick with those.
Waking up every morning, is it changed today? Nah.
Looking at your
don't
watch,
think
just
so.
Like, what time is it?
It's no, him time,
no,
I guess.
Yeah, no, for sure.
See, it hasn't
my pronouns
clocked
are
over.
Half past the freckle. All right,
hasn't clocked over to she her time yet, so
yeah,
we'll stick
sure.
in the he him world for now.
Anyway, I'm Buzz Lightyear.
It's Buzz Lightyear.
Hi.
And
he, him pronouns.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Toy Story 5 Buzz Lightyear has like a little, hello, my name is he, him.
Why would he do that?
Just in case, you know?
I think Tim Allen would have problems with that.
He can't see what they're animating.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. You know,
you didn't think about that until I said it, did you?
Well, I mean, I feel like after the release of the movie, like if he watches it or like sees anything, it's like, what the hell?
Do you think Pixar is like ever going to get lazy and just like make a movie that's all people communicating through their minds so they don't have to animate the mouths? It'll be Disney Pixar's minds.
Disney
brains.
Disney Pixar's brains.
Yeah.
Revolutionary. I was gonna make like a it's like they already have gotten lazy. Zing. But
no, I know. That's why I was trying to get through the sentence real fast.
Yeah.
And get to the question mark at the end because I was like, fuck.
Because I could have destroyed you there.
Yeah, I know. You could have owned me with facts and logic, honestly. Mm. I appreciate you not doing that.
I
made
yeah.
friends with a raccoon outside your apartment.
Oh, wow.
Cute little guy. Goddamn. Yeah. That's my son.
He loves tearing into the trash bags. And
well, he's a raccoon, so I don't know what you fucking expect.
I'm just saying, you know.
It's not like he's Jabba the Hutt or something. What, are you expecting him to announce pod races? Quadraneros out on the canyon dune turn.
Quadraneros fucking exploding.
Didn't
Quadraneros like not start like his pod?
No. They say Tusken Raiders camped out on the canyon dune turn. I forget. I don't know if Quadraneros dies or if.
Well, I'm saying like his pod racer like
wouldn't start.
It wouldn't start.
I don't remember. There's a big fucker at the beginning of the race that won't start. It'd be cool.
I think it was Ben Quadraneros.
It'd be cool for them to revisit Phantom Menace, refilm some stuff, do some interesting things, and the pod racing. Like, you know, you're looking at the runtime for like the Phantom Menace re-release, which would be the third Phantom Menace re-release at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like looking at the runtime, and it's like, holy shit, they made a 5-hour version of The Phantom Menace. And it's just because the pod racing scene is so long.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a 3-hour pod race scene.
Like, we get the pre-show thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. The whole shebang.
Some like,
seeing the
alien singer comes out, like, sings about fucking bullshit or stars
or
something.
Yeah.
Then the actual race like takes as long as it actually would have taken.
Yeah, exactly.
Movie just resumes after.
The movie starts immediately after it restarts.
Holy.
It's like when those like children's variety shows, like between the lines would be like, let's go check back with Treasure Island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Throw to Treasure Island for another like 5 minutes.
Let's check in with Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Oh, I remember Cliffhanger. Yeah.
Cliffhanger hanging from a cliff. And that's why he's called Cliffhanger.
Have they done a Between the Lines reboot yet?
I don't think so.
They've definitely done Dragon Tales, though, right? They had to have done Dragon Tales. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I Aragon Tales.
Mm.
They mix the two, they bring them together. The failed Aragon movie, along with
the same cast.
The
from
same
that movie.
Cast from the movie. Plus Dragon Tales. It's Aragon Tales. Anyway, how do we get on this?
I don't know.
Oh, I said the raccoon wasn't anything like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
He's going to tear into the trash. My son's going to tear into the trash, and you're just going to have to get over it.
You need to discipline your boy.
No.
Okay.
No.
I will kill myself.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to compete with Casey Fry's podcast either. I am worried about that.
Why are you worried about that?
I mean, I'm not worried. I just, the one video he's released for it, I believe the podcast is called Up in the Yurt. and the one video he's released, it was like a testing video.
Mm-hmm.
It like made me laugh so hard that I like almost cried, and I've rewatched it probably 15 times.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, I'm worried that maybe instead of doing this podcast, I'll want to watch his podcast, and that'll take up all of my time. You know what I mean?
That would be pretty. That'd be mad inconvenient, I think.
Do we know like what his problem is? Like, because I can't seem to figure out, like, what his thing is.
I think he's just, he's just a white boy that got a little too quirked up one day and stayed like that.
Sure, yeah. No. He seems to be, on his YouTube channel, he's doing a lot of things that, like, I haven't heard anyone reference or anything. Like, there's this video where he announces that he's making wine, and it's, like, batshit crazy. Like, I don't even know how you come up with some of the stuff he does in that video. and it's, like, filmed like a real-life anime. It's very strange.
What is his problem?
And it only has, like, it has, like, under 200,000 views.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. He's a sicko. I don't know what's going on with that dude.
He's
I don't know what's going on
guy.
Up here. But my girlfriend was saying that his stand-up shows get, like, very bad reviews.
Because
he's, like, super hit or miss.
I don't... His content is not really the kind that I expected to transfer over to stand up that well.
Yeah, no, there's nothing I could, like, I don't want to hear that guy tell jokes about, like, dating, you know? Like, I want to hear it.
It's like, you are not a man that dates in my mind.
No.
You are a man that, like, exists and then just, like, one day you're married to somebody.
Sure, yeah.
And then even then, it's not
there's like
clear
a
50%
chance
they're real.
That's a bit. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love that guy. He's crazy. Anyway,
awesome.
All men
Casey,
are friends.
Come on the pod.
Casey, come
all
on the pod.
All men are friends, you know?
He did Theo Von's podcast like 3 years ago, and they're like both noticeably very coked up.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But
that's pretty awesome.
I think that Casey Fry, one of my guys for sure, you know?
Getting coked up right before a podcast is...
With Theo Von is
with
crazy.
Theo Von. I mean, if you're going to get coked up with anybody, like...
Yeah. Of the people, too, probably the guy that would go on to interview Donald Trump on his own podcast.
And then interview him about coke.
Interview Donald Trump about coke?
Yes. Did you not see that clip?
No, I didn't see any of it. Did Donald Trump admit to doing cocaine?
No.
Fuck.
I don't...
That'd be cool.
I fully believe he's never done cocaine.
But, I fully believe he's never done any drugs.
Yeah.
But that's just because I think that he's like...
He primarily drugs other people to...
Sure.
Have sex
that,
with them.
Allegedly. I don't know why I'm saying that. Yeah. Like, I don't know what... We're not going to get sued by Trump's legal team. Yeah, I don't know. I fully believe that, like, he sees drugs as a thing that will keep him out of having power and money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no.
I will never do drugs.
I will never smoke
weed. I
will
cheat on my wife so much, though.
It'd be awesome to, like, just... I just want, like, one blunt rotation with DJT in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just one.
And disengage so quickly, but, like, just to get a taste of it.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Dream blunt rotation... Job of the Hood. DJT. The raccoon from earlier.
Your son.
Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I thought that was a Spider-Man poster.
There is a Spider-Man poster right there.
Oh, Tobey Maguire. It's only because he has a similar name. Tobin Bell.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be a pretty big blunt circle, but...
Yeah, that blunt's going to run out
by
the time it gets back to you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like there needs to be one more.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Ooh. He wouldn't say anything with that group of people there, though.
He would leave.
A raccoon and Jabba the Hutt.
He would leave right before the blunt.
He'd take one
starts.
Hit and leave, yeah. Ooh, Casey Affleck. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
There we are.
There we go. But yeah, Theo Von, like, him and Trump were talking about coke, and it was the most genuinely curious I've ever seen Trump about anything.
Really?
He was, like, asking questions about what it was like to do coke, and he seemed genuinely interested.
You know what's funny is, like, he's definitely traumatized from getting shot.
Yeah.
That has definitely, like, been a blow to his spirits. Like, he got one good photo out of that because he has media training.
And then everyone immediately forgot about it.
Everyone forgot about it. He's obviously, like, not stoked that he got shot. he has the glass up in front of him in front of all of his speeches, which is just, like, pussy shit, man. Yeah. If I got shot, I'd be begging for people to shoot me again.
You're asking for somebody to just, like, Kobe a grenade in there.
And,
like,
yeah, that too.
And
that
then you're
too.
In a glass box, so how are you going to get out?
Like, yeah, no, for sure.
Not thinking ahead, man.
Yeah, no. Those in glass houses shouldn't get grenades thrown at them. he does not, like, he doesn't want to lose, but he does not want to be president. It's a crazy thing to see.
It's like, I feel like he doesn't want to drop out because that would be perceived as like some pussy shit.
Sure.
But also, like, he wants power but doesn't like the presidency.
Mm-mm.
But the presidency is the last bit of, like, absolute power that he could get.
Yeah.
So, like, and he had a taste of it, you know.
Politics pod, everybody.
Politics pod.
The only way to be a real... To be a real leftist is to subscribe to the Patreon.
If you're a real leftist, you'll give us at least $5
a month. If you have a hammer and sickle tattoo, you... Patreon.
You owe me $5, buddy. A month.
A month, perpetually.
Forever.
All right, let's get into the good stuff, the stuff that people want to see. Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
I brought yet another collab snack.
We got to get to the collab snack, you know. It's and I know what it is already, but
I know. I kind of wish I didn't show you, but I was so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, the Oreo Coke Zero Sugar collab. And then so fucked up. The Coke Zero Oreos.
Oh, man.
Also involved. We've never been more down.
Yeah, and especially considering the song we have to talk about today.
Yeah.
This
we had to spice up the episode somehow.
It's so Jover today.
I can smell them.
You can smell. What do they smell?
Oh, that's
like?
Weird.
They smell like Coke or Oreos?
Yes. hang on.
We're doing the Oreos here? Or the?
No. Hang on. I'll get to that.
I just want to smell them a little more.
Nice crinkling. What? You got to jiggle your cable a little bit.
How am I now?
There you go.
No, we're going to do the drink.
Yeah.
On this. We did a Oreo cookie last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But since we have two snacks today, if you want to see the results of us trying the Oreos,
$5, buddy.
$5, Patreon. You're going to have to go to the Patreon episode where we talk about a KMFDM's juke joint Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
To
which was suggested by one of our patrons.
Yeah, which you could do too if you sign up.
Mm-hmm. You get one fucking suggestion.
You don't get another. If you
suggest two, we'll know.
I'll kill you. You can make another account and suggest a second one.
Yeah,
but you have
that's
to
$5 more.
Yeah, that's $5 more. Yeah, we did cookies last week. So
Moomin's cat ears fell down back there. Do you
think you want me to fucking fix it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is cat ears, man. Now you're fucking up his sunglasses.
Shut up.
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
The oolong cat ears.
Yeah, I really don't want to try this. This looks awful.
I'm not optimistic.
I don't like that the side says fizzy cookie flavored.
See, like,
there's some things you shouldn't try, Coke.
I'm not trying to drink a liquid cookie. Unless it's a milkshake.
Sure.
Like a milkshake, it's a pass because, like, it's a similar.
But
dessert.
Even then, like, what? Like, are you saying, like, cookie bits in a milkshake?
Yeah. But
like chocolate chip cookie dough?
Yeah. Like chocolate chip cookie dough.
See, I'm a rock
then,
with that every day.
Even then, like, an Oreo milkshake, you know, keeping with the theme.
Sure.
Like, there's bits in there, but also it's like. The dust is so ground up in there, it's basically like drinking an Oreo, which is awesome. But this, like, a Coke You know, that's like,
yeah,
that's like a more casual drink. You know, it's not for dessert.
Now, I had the marshmallow Coke.
There's
not
a what?
Not the artist marshmallow. There was a
marshmallow Coke.
There was a marshmallow. It may have been branded by Rosalia. And I made the joke to my girlfriend. I was like, I would love to taste Rosalia. She did not like it. she did not find it funny.
Classic.
Yeah. okay. All right.
Sorry,
let's just
Carson's
go for it.
Girlfriend.
Sorry.
Did she listen?
No.
Awesome.
Almost never.
Fuck you.
I love you so much, babe.
Imagine this
you.
Is the
I
one she
you
listens
so
to.
I love you so very much. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The episode after she and I went on vacation together? Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Just spent
almost
so
just going,
much time with you.
Fuck you, bitch. all right.
All right. Audio listeners, Carson is cracking open a cold one. Ooh, right in the mic, too. Look at that. Still got some fizz. Still pretty lively and active.
My fault. I feel like I always go first.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to go first?
No, I'll keep in with the theme. Hang on.
You know, you did bring the snack. So.
I did bring the snack, yes.
Fortnite shield sound. He's going in for a second sip. Smacking his lips like it's a wine.
That is confusing. Here,
it's confusing?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least it's not like the negative reaction that the
no.
Skittles drink.
No, was. The Skittles drink is... That belongs in fucking a volcano.
Yeah. All right, I'm going in.
They should pour all of the Skittles drink into Yellowstone and see if that fucks some shit up.
See, off rip, it just tasted like Coke.
Yeah.
But
there's a little something in there.
Something in. Hold on. Aftertaste is coming in.
Yeah. It's like a Coke Zero with an Oreo aftertaste. Not a compliment.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not horrible.
It's not, it's certainly not the worst thing I've ever had.
This is like, what the fuck?
Do you know what it's kind of reminding me of?
What?
And this is like advanced fat guy talk. this is definitely a guy that's 200 pounds
advanced
saying this.
Fat guy talk.
It here, tastes like a popcorn jelly bean a little bit.
Oh,
also not a compliment, by the
not
way.
Not a compliment, yeah. This is, I don't normally drink Coke in general.
You're not a Coke guy?
I'm not a Coke guy.
I just got my first little bit of Oreo.
Is it like a delayed reaction? Or
maybe?
Like,
I don't know.
Is it like third sip only you get the Oreo? Do I have to go in for a third sip?
Well, I got more Oreo on that sip than I was expecting, that's for sure. Give it a good swig. Give it a good swig.
Nothing, man. No.
Really?
Oreo.
Okay, I'm getting the cookie part of the Oreo.
Is still Coke?
I hate that the slogan for this collab is besties for a limited time. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fucking die.
See, I'm not even getting the aftertaste anymore, you know? It's just like I'm drinking a normal Coke.
No, I'm getting a little bit of cookie in there.
Hmm. Oh, there's some cookie.
There you go.
There's some.
Interesting. I would never buy this again.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not offending me while I'm drinking
it. Not, like...
I'm probably going to take a few more sips while we do the show. Like, it's not the worst thing I've ever had.
I'm not completely offended by it.
No.
It's just, like, a normal Coke with a surprise... So true.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's weird. Don't love it.
I think of all the ones that we've done so far, those being for our viewers who don't remember, the Skittles drink and the Sour drink. Patch Oreos.
Yes.
This is probably the best.
Of the tier list, this is still like a B.
Yeah.
Maybe even a C.
Yeah.
Skittles is an F.
Yeah, definitely.
Lower if possible.
Mm-hmm. Hell zone.
Hell fucking under the jail.
Yeah.
The Sour Patch Oreos, I feel like, I mean, those like changed the pH of the room.
Yeah.
That fucked everything up. Yeah. So like they're definitely E tier. Like yeah. They're not doing great for
They're not
themselves
a complete
either.
Failure and like part of the experience wasn't awful, yeah. But it still mm-hmm. felt like an abomination.
Yeah. We need to go in for have you tried the Swedish Fish Ghost?
The what?
The Swedish Fish Ghost.
Like
drink?
The energy drink?
Yeah.
No. I don't drink energy drinks either.
Would you drink one on the show? Like a sip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's still around next week, then...
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I think it's one of their more popular flavors, and it tastes exactly like Swedish Fish.
Interesting.
Which is where I think, like, the energy drink space has been doing this better than others, for
sure.
That's
also because energy drinks in general are... like a loosely regulated zone of unhealth and
fucked. Yeah.
And fuck. Like
yeah. All the ghost ones are zero sugar, I will say. So
that's crazy, but I feel like there's probably still like a lethal dose of caffeine in there.
1,000%. I think it's 300 milligrams.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
I had to like kind of wean myself off of Ghost a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Alani now.
Mm.
I love energy drinks. Like yeah. Had to go to zero sugar. Can't do the full sugar ones anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. There's no way I could. But like the Alanis are like, they're very deceptive because they're the size of like a little 16-ounce Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
250 milligrams of caffeine. So much.
What the fuck?
And I drank two today.
You drink two of them today?
They might only be 200.
That's still not good.
No, it's not good. 400 milligrams of caffeine, not good for you.
Not good.
My heart's going to explode, dog.
So true.
With love.
Yay.
Yay.
Hooray.
All right, let's talk about this stupid song.
Okay. Chat, if you're wondering why it's taken us so long to get to the song, roughly 30 minutes.
Whoa.
That's because
we're in a downswing, man. We were up for a little bit. Now we're so down.
That's just kind of how it goes sometimes, man. Like
with our show, for sure.
With our show, sometimes we have some good shit to talk about, and sometimes we have some bad shit to talk about, mm-hmm. and other times we just have some shit that like we don't got anything to say about.
We're in a lull for sure, but we're still having fun.
We're still, you know, we're still smiling.
Yeah, still smiling. Still we're having still fun.
Laughing.
I get to hang out with my friend.
Yeah, it's awesome.
On camera for money.
On yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Says, but like, yeah. Today, chat, we're talking about Fall Out Boy's cover of Roxanne, and
here's
a snippet
of
it.
And
it's over. And it's over. Listen, is this controversial? I don't really like the original Roxanne.
It's fine. I think the Police have like way better songs apart from this.
Yeah. Spirits in the Material World. Great song.
Yo. Unbelievable song.
Fantastic song.
I would say that there's very few Police songs that I don't like.
Message in a Bottle.
Oh.
Great song.
Amazing song. They used to open with it too.
Mm.
Which like I can't imagine anything more badass than opening with. Like if you had that song in your repertoire, that was your song.
Yeah.
And you open with it. Crazy
based.
You deserve everything.
Yeah.
I do think the narrative of them being like white reggae
mm-hmm.
is interesting, but like
it's not false.
It's not false, but also I feel like it comes later.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Sting doing like the appropriation thing, like I feel like that's only been a topic for the last few years. And also I don't think he really did it. Like the voice, the like reggae voice, like he does it on this song a little bit,
mm-hmm.
on Roxanne a little bit, but like later and on his solo work, like stuff like that. So Is it back? Is it working?
It's back, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just don't fuck with that part of the mic.
I'm trying not to.
Well, you
I
just
have to
did.
Hold this for 2 hours.
La la.
La 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 la.
Anyway. Yeah, the patois thing is like, I'm not experienced enough in reggae or that culture to really super comment on it, but it's kind of weird.
I don't know. For some reason, your deep ass voice just going, I'm not very well versed in reggae.
I'm like, not, man. Like, I
give us some reggae. Have you ever seen that Axl Rose?
Yeah.
Video? give us some reggae.
Why did he do that?
Boop, boop, boop. Well, the thing is they do give him reggae.
I know.
So
but...
they had to plan that. Insane. I do think the police are responsible for ska, which is a problem. I am mad at them for that.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with
come on.
I have a song with ska in it.
Like, yeah, but you're like winking at the camera when you do that.
It's still a ska part, man. Like,
I guess so,
every
yeah.
time we played it, we've got people two-stepping at that part. It's crazy.
And I'm happy for you, and I like that part of your song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's funny when 100 Gex does it because they're also winking at the camera.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Rosenstock, bomb the music industry.
Nope, don't like any of it.
That's
like
crazy.
Any of it. I like one ska band, but I love that ska band. I love Streetlight Manifesto.
Mm.
I think that's like an amazing band, and they've never made something bad.
Arrogant but, Sons of Bitches. I'm naming only Jeff Rosenstock projects. Antarctica Vespucci.
Are they ska?
I don't know.
I was like, I've seen that band. I don't remember them being ska. Like, I was like, holy fuck.
I mean, I get it. You know, ska can be obnoxious, but like, I think when Jeff does it, it's great. And like,
okay.
I don't know much.
I respect the fuck out of Jeff. I love Jeff, but, yeah, that ska dream thing.
That was awesome.
I hated it. I could not stand it. I couldn't believe that it was real.
I
thought I dreamt it. Like, it got announced, and then I, like, had one sleep, and I was like, oh, that was a funny thing I dreamt, that he redid the album as ska. An album I liked, he redid it as ska.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hated it. I was not happy with it.
I remember seeing that, and I was like, that's a funny prank. And then he was like, it's real. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I have the vinyl in there somewhere. Chat, if you have any suggestions for what theme should be on the vinyl shelf, let me know.
Because yeah.
This is albums of the year for me personally from the years of 2013 to 2023.
I can't believe you have the Paramore record over Yeezus.
Yeezus never got a pressing.
That's fair.
I still have it over Yeezus, but that's irrelevant. I couldn't put it up there anyway.
There's bootleg pressings of Yeezus.
I know.
I used to
own
one.
That's a bootleg pressing.
Which one?
Saturation 3.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You got a boot of it?
They've never done a vinyl for it.
I thought they did like a box set thing.
No, they didn't.
Really?
That was a CD box set.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no. I had a bootleg Yeezus for a little while.
Yeah.
I had to sell it.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. The record store I sold it to was like, is this a bootleg? And I was like, uh-huh. And they're like, that's super cool. They gave me like $100 for it. I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, they could probably sell it for more.
I think they sold it for two or three. Yeah.
It'd be so, like that.
It was cool. It was cool to have that. Yeah. It was cool to have that one. At one point, I had the opportunity to buy an ex-military bootleg.
I have one.
That's right. You told me you have one. Do you have a government plates bootleg too?
I do, and then I also have
the real government plates.
The real one,
yeah.
That they did a reissue for Record Store Day, and I got that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had like the Russian bootleg of government plates, which was cool to have for a little while back when I really, really cared about having cool vinyl.
Yeah.
And now I only have like the things I know I'm gonna play.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take another sip of the Oreo Coke Zero.
That's crazy.
It's a drink, I will say.
That much is true. Splendid.
Does Coke Zero make you burp more?
I think caffeinated drinks do that.
I mean, obviously, yeah.
Well, not caffeinated. Maybe.
Aspartame?
No. Maybe. I mean,
Aspartame?
Hmm.
Am I coming through?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What were we talking about? Oh, the police.
Yeah.
I generally like the police. My dad. Yeah. The band.
Take that out of context.
The band.
I generally like the police, Carson.
I generally like the police. Ding!
Got him.
Got his ass.
Can we cancel Carson Pace for liking the police?
I generally like the police. My dad is like a diehard Police and Sting fan. And so like
good
that was
band.
Yeah, that was like music I grew up on. Like that was music that played every day in my house before we had the like 2 year time span of not being able to listen to secular music. 2004 to 2005, 2003 to 2004. One of those two. It was one of those two, but it was insane regardless.
That's fucked up.
It was fucked up. Yeah. This cover sucks.
Yeah.
Like.
This cover's awful.
This cover is fucking god awful. It's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is from a Police tribute album in 2005.
What's your thoughts on tribute albums in general?
No.
Yeah.
I don't see the point. We've been asked to be a part of a couple different ones. Mm-hmm. Like, my old band was going to be a part of a brand new tribute band, pre-cancellation tribute album. And that, like, ended up not working out. We ended up not being able to record it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think it did come out. And I remember all of it being pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then we got asked to be a part of a Norma Jean one, I think. And I was like, a bunch of metalcore bands, like doing a metalcore band. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And then there was a Me Without You band. There was a Me Without You one that came out around the time they broke up. And a couple of the songs on that one were good, but we were going to do kind of an oddball pick on that one, and we just couldn't pull it together. But like, I don't know. It's something I would never listen to more than once.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it was for somebody that like I really liked, or somebody iconic, like with an iconic voice. Mm-hmm. Like, I would never listen to a Linkin Park tribute album. I would never, ever listen to a Fall Out Boy tribute album. You have to put a fucking gun to my head. But yeah, I mean, this is a Police tribute album from 2005, around the time that they had the first reunion, I think.
Because
I think they have a reunion in 2005 and then maybe another one in like 2011. And yeah, I don't know who else is on this tribute album, but
let's find out.
In 2005, they really thought getting Fall Out Boy was a good idea. And holy shit, I hate this cover. I really, really hate this cover.
Ah. Yeah, it's
yeah, Policia, a tribute to the Police.
Who's on there? Branson did King of Pain. Motion City Soundtrack did Truth Hits Everybody. No Motive did Synchronicity 2. Limbeck did So Lonely. Big Collapse did Next to You. Maxine did Murder by Numbers. The Pale did Walking on the Moon. Under Oath did Wrapped Around Your Finger.
Shut up. Really?
Anna Devine did, or Anna Devine, I don't know this band, did Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Watashiwa did Message in a Bottle, and Copeland did Every Breath You Take.
Okay, so three bands I've heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that sounds fucking miserable.
Popular. Yeah, it's,
And I like all those bands.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear any of those.
No.
I got no interest. What are your thoughts on tribute albums?
I think they can be cool if they're like mixing up the style.
Yeah.
Even then, it's not a venture that I would typically listen to more than once, unless the cover is like super cool or innovative. But
yeah.
Like, There's a lot of emo tribute albums that come out. I haven't listened to most of them just because, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm just like, I would rather listen to the original.
To the original, yeah.
Like,
they're probably both recorded as shittily as the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know the Frank Ocean cover of Moon River?
Not intimately.
Okay. It's like one of my favorite things ever. Like, just songs, period. Like, and I think it's like the definitive version of Moon River to me.
Yeah.
I do an entire album of like that variety of like 50s soul songs and like the jazz songs covered by like modern R&B singers.
Yeah.
Like, I do an entire album of that.
That sounds like a
sick
good time.
Anything, like, I just don't think you should do it for like songs that are still being played by the original artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's especially if you're just, if it's just like a straight cover, like nothing else added to it, like, just play that at a show. Like,
yeah. No, I'm all for cool covers during a show. I'm all for oddball covers during a show. It's so rare that they need to be recorded.
Yeah.
That Deftones cover album is kind of cool, but like, I've only listened to it a few times.
I haven't listened to it.
Yeah. They do a Smith song that they played at Coachella. And like, the version of them doing it live is way cooler. But anyway.
This Fallout Boy version of this song.
I mean, I think lazy is probably the word I'd use immediately, because like, the original has these like cool stops and starts. And again, I don't even really love this song very much, but like, they're doing these like slows and stops, and like, there's breaks in the verse, and it's really cool. And like, the groove is kind of like a little wonky in the verses, and then when the chorus kicks in, you finally get that straight beat from that Stuart Copeland's playing. And that, like, the push and pull of the original is really cool. And then here, they just put a punk beat and palm muted chords over it.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
They
made this in a day. Like, oh, there's 100%. No way they spent more than 24 hours on
they
this.
Just got the chords and like went from there. Just like, because all the personality from this song is completely stripped. And it's just Fall Out Boy playing like a normal pop punk song with an obnoxious vocal performance.
Yeah, this is you know, I think we both kind of have the opinion that Patrick doesn't start getting like annoying until post hiatus, like with the runs and that shit. This is so goddamn annoying. Like, the vocal performance is like, I mean, obviously he's a tremendous singer, but like, this is just like, nails on a chalkboard, man. And like, it just does not stop.
This is a song where the vocals are my biggest problem with the original. Like, just the amount of times that Sting goes Roxanne in that high ass register, like, that it gets grating. And then
the fact that the name Roxanne is said so many times in this song, might be part of why it sucks so bad.
I think it was used very well in Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that's a good version of that song. That's I had forgotten about that until you just said that. Yeah.
Shout out Moulin Rouge, great movie.
And that guy died right after making that. Didn't make any other movies.
It is crazy how
it's crazy how that
Baz Luhrmann never made another movie.
Died in that horrible gay sex accident.
Dick Tubom.
Dick
Tubom.
Yeah. He was bouncing on it too hard.
Yeah, he bounced and creamed on it too big and shattered into a million pieces.
Sure, yeah. He was sort of the Mr. Hands, but with just a normal cock.
It was kind of impressive. Like, looking at it, you don't think it's capable of something like that.
Yeah, and this was on video.
Yeah. Really tragic, kind of traumatizing video.
Yeah.
Actually. I don't like talking about it that much.
But it's on the bonus features of the Great Gatsby.
Which he did not make.
Which he didn't make. He never made that.
Because he died before that.
Because
movie.
He died in the horrible gay sex act.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
ow, fuck. Just I heard popped that. My ankle.
It really is remarkable. It's not really remarkable. There's a lot of shitty pop punk versions of
everything.
Good to passable songs everywhere.
This is like, if this was made today, and I hate to do this to them because it wasn't made today. It was made in 2005, and maybe this was an original thing to do to this song back then. But like, it is like, what if Roxanne was pop punk?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What if Raven team leader had a built-in emote?
What if Yoda was 6 feet tall and smoked weed?
What if Ty Dolla Sign didn't like to get his dick sucked while he got high?
What if he wasn't given a career?
What if
he shouldn't have been?
What if Kanye was not on the nitrous?
What were we doing giving Ty Dolla Sign a career? Because looking more into him from last week's episode or 2 weeks ago, looking into him more. First of all, can't name you a song, like can't name you a Ty Dolla Sign song.
Yeah,
I mean he's done
that
features.
Might be a blind spot.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
our
maybe,
end.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know. I could.
However,
yeah, no. But couldn't name you one. He's got good features. He's on a couple songs on Rodeo, right? Or no?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's on What's Your Name?
Yeah.
Tyler. He's on he's on Kid See Ghost.
Yeah.
Which is great. His features are usually really
pretty
good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Solo music, don't know about it.
Yeah.
Don't know much.
Oh man.
I
like to get my dick sucked while
I'm getting high. I like to get my dick sucked while I'm getting high. Make it deep, throw the mouth, never get dry. I say, who pussy is this? She said, dollar sign.
And then there's the pause where he's like,
who pussy is this? She said, dollar sign. She's super stoked at a 9 to 5.
Say that she might, but that's a lie.
Shout out all
my... This doesn't tell you anything.
She want the money and the fame. Listen, shout out all my strippers with 9 to 5s.
Yeah, for real, dog.
It's a clean ass dap for strippers with 9 to 5s.
That's the cleanest dap I've ever had in my life. Fuck.
Holy.
I can't believe that's on camera. I'm so happy right now.
I hope
holy
it got picked
shit.
Up on the mic. That's crazy.
We're gonna boost the camera. We're going to boost all the audio for that part.
Gotta get that dap. Gotta make sure that dap comes through.
Anyway, back to Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, this cover sucks.
This cover blows fucking chunks
blows
of dick
ass.
Up my ass.
There's just nothing notable about it except for how much it sucks ass.
You know, there's another cover of theirs on the wheel that is basically this exact same thing with a different classic song.
Which one?
You don't know?
No.
You don't know? You can't think of anything, any other cover that they've done that equates to this one.
I mean, we already did Beat It.
Mm-hmm. There's a third. Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
It's Saturday Night's All Right by Elton John.
Oh.
That they did this exact fucking same thing for. It is slightly better than this,
that
I will
song's
say.
Song's good.
The song's amazing.
That song's awesome.
Yeah. Atlanta native Elton John. He's from here.
Yeah. Don't listen to him talk.
He does live here.
Yeah.
We used to go to the same record store when I still had patience for going all the way to Buckhead for my record store.
Yeah. Shout out Elton John.
For sure. He seems to be tapped in, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. I mean, he was on the Chapel Roan wave before anybody else was.
That is true.
I was listening to, not to talk about another podcast on our podcast. I was listening to Danny Brown's podcast and he had Zach Fox and some other guy, his name starts with an M. I'm so sorry that I'm forgetting it, but he had Zach Fox, and I think a guy that's on tour with Zach Fox right now. Mm-hmm. And that
MF
guy,
Doom.
That guy thought Chapel Roan's name was Chaperone.
What a great pop star name.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Chaperone.
I think he thought her full name was Chaperone LaPel, which
That's
is even
awesome.
Better.
Where did LaPel come
I
from?
I have no fucking idea.
Chaperone
dude.
LaPel.
Chaperone LaPel.
Oh, my God. Shout out Chapel Roan for real.
Yeah.
She's so awesome.
I heard Pink Pony Club when it came out, like That's 2021. Awesome. I was like, this shit's gas.
2020.
This is cool. 2020, yeah.
That song came out in 2020.
Yeah.
That's
album didn't come out
until
2023?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
It was either Pink Pony Club or California that came out in 2020.
Yeah. I hate the 18-month rollouts. Those drive me insane.
To be fair, that wasn't her fault.
What? Then how did it happen?
She was on a label, and then she got kicked off the label.
She got dropped?
She got dropped when...
Oh, I bet they're kicking themselves in the balls.
Dude, I would kill myself.
If I was the guy that dropped Chaperone LaPel, I'd be hanging myself. Like,
yeah. It was either the first or the first couple singles, and then when they didn't pop off, she got dropped, and she moved back to fucking...
Like a sub-label?
No, she left California altogether and moved back to the Midwest.
Whoa.
And then picked it back up, and then Midwest Princess finally came out, and it popped off like 6 months later.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I hate the long rollouts. I mean, apart from, I know that wasn't her fault, but I think the Caroline Polachek record had
that
like...
That took fucking forever.
It was like a 24-month rollout.
And it,
fuck you.
It took forever, and there were like six singles for it.
Yeah.
Like half
so many.
The album.
Bunny is a Rider was like incredible. Like that song came out and I was like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking wait for this record.
And it took
turns out I had to wait for it. So
and
long.
The record's really good.
It's great.
I don't like it as much as Pang, but
nowhere near as good as Pang. Can you see the Pang poster on the video? I don't think you can.
I think you can see like the bottom of it, maybe. No, you can't.
That's like one
right
of
the, right off camera from the Ginger poster. There's a Caroline Polachek poster up too.
That's like one of the best albums ever made.
Yeah,
that album's unbelievable. Dude.
It's
so good.
It's fucked up how good it is. And for a second, for like the first like four or five tracks into the new one, I was like, she's done it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere around the
it falls
it just
off,
kind
yeah.
of lost me.
I love that Pretty Impossible song.
That song is amazing.
That song is unbelievable.
That's Sonic Adventure music.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's so good.
Tiny Desk version is like even better, too.
Yeah.
So good. Caroline Polachek's amazing.
Caroline, come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast.
Talk about Fall Out Boy with us. We'd love it.
You'll be the only person as tall as Dawson that's been on the show. She's like pretty tall, isn't she?
She's very tall. Yeah. I don't think she's as tall as I am.
I don't think she's as tall as me.
I don't think she's as tall as me. But she's up there, yeah.
Yeah,
she's got to be 5'10 minimum.
5'10 minimum.
Minimum.
Did I tell the story about me thinking Whitney was 5'10?
I don't think so.
I sent her a voicemail. I was like, hey, you're 5'10, right? She was like, I'm 5'7. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? In my mind, Whitney's always been taller than me.
What?
Yeah. I think Whitney is taller than me.
She's not.
I know. I know that now because I'm 5'10 and she's 5'7. But in my mind, Whitney's taller than me. Or as tall as me, at the very least.
That's insane.
I know.
Because she's not.
But what if she was?
Then she.
What
would...
if I start calling Whitney a short king? Do you think she'll be cool with that?
I don't think she would have too much of a problem with it. I mean,
yeah.
I think.
You know who we got to have on this pod?
Who?
Other famous tall guy, Julian Chawla.
So true.
Yeah.
Why haven't we had Julian on yet?
Because he and I just recently started hanging out again.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. I'll have Julian on.
Cool.
Let's get him on.
Yeah.
Let's get him on. Bring him on the pod.
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 Hey.
Hey, Julian.
Come on the pod.
Come in my butt,
come
boys.
Come in my butt.
We're done here. You see that Germa clip?
No.
Dude, he's playing like the Hulk video game from like...
Don't look at me with judgment that I reached for this again. saw your
it's
eyes.
It's hard not to, man. I mean, you're reaching for the Coke Zero Oreo flavor crossover.
And you know what I'm really excited for?
What?
To try the Coke Zero Oreos on the Patreon.
So true.
Plug,
$5. $5. But Jerma was playing this Hulk video game from like 2005 or something. And like,
sure, I'll play that game.
He failed a level and like he's fighting this this mech guy. He's like a guy in a mech suit.
Mm-hmm.
And like he fails the level and the guy goes, "Come in my butt, boys. We're done here." What he actually said was, "Come and mop up, boys." But
and Jerma thinks it's "come in my butt."
No, it sounded like he said "come in my butt."
Whoa.
And everyone in the chat was like, "What did he fucking
did he
say?"
Fucking
and Jerma
say?
Was like, "He said come and mop up, not come in my butt."
That's crazy.
"Come in my butt, boys. We're done here.
We're done here."
And like, even when I rewatch that clip and I know what he's about to say, I still hear "come in my butt."
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like a green needle thing. Laurel Yanny.
What do you hear? Yanny or Laurel?
I don't remember what I heard.
I think I was able to hear both.
That was pitiful.
That sounded painful.
I didn't like it. No, I didn't like the taste of it. Yeah, that was back when a single thing could go viral amongst everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like little window right before COVID, when like everyone would see one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that and the dress.
Yeah. Oh my God! While I was, I can't believe I forgot. I can't believe I didn't lead with this. While I was in Virginia visiting my 73, 74-year-old grandparents,
mm-hmm.
I showed them Tim and Eric, and they, like, loved it.
Let's go.
Like, they thought it was incredible.
Holy shit.
I showed them two sketches from Bedtime Stories,
mm-hmm.
and then I showed them the Celery Man sketch.
Yeah.
Computer pull-up Celery Man. And they were, like, mind blown at how funny it was. They were like, my grandfather was like, "This is the funniest thing I've ever seen." Like, he was crying. I couldn't believe that they A, got it, and B, loved it. Like, they loved it. They're like, "Where do you find this?" And I was like, I don't know. Like, just everywhere. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Shout out Tim and Eric. Great for grandpas.
Yeah, I know. Tim Heidecker would hate Fall Out Boy. He probably does actively hate Fall Out Boy.
He doesn't seem like the type for it, you know?
He might not be, but also he writes pretty sad music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
He was just on tour with Waxahachie.
Damn.
Isn't that insane?
That's awesome.
That's so dope. Like, good
Tim,
for him. Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Come on. Come in my ass, boys.
Come in my butt, Tim.
Come in my butt, Tim. The other day on his podcast YouTube channel, which, like, the video aspect of his podcast is, like, more important, if that makes sense. Like, the video is, like, it's higher production and everything, but on the on that channel they just posted a short of Obama going, "Tim's the type of guy that should be in politics with nothing else." And I was like, God, that's so funny.
That's
like,
awesome.
Just expert posting.
Tim's the type of guy that
should
be
in politics.
Holy. Yeah.
Anyway, you want to rate this thing?
Yeah.
Come and mop up, boys.
Come in my butt, boys. I'm giving this a 3.
I think I'm also at a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Pretty miserable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate this.
Sucks ass.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hang on, let me get the wheel. If we don't spin for something good,
yeah, if we don't
lose my damn mind.
If something good doesn't come up on this damn ass wheel, I think I'll come in my butt.
Your own butt?
I'll come in my own butt. But thank you so much for coming in my butt. Subscribe to the Patreon, $5 a month, $5, $5, baby. And you'll get more funny content, like when we try those Oreo Coke Zero crossover cookies. Follow Carson.
I think Tom tried it. Maybe we can splice in a... Hang on, let's just take a video. Maybe we can splice this in.
Okay.
See if we can get it done before the episode comes out tomorrow.
We'll see. But, you know, follow Carson and I's bands at the Calistow Boys on Instagram at Calistow Boys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram at Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Subscribe to the Patreon. $5.
Hey, Tom. If you wouldn't mind, would you just send a little video review that we can splice in, like, in the middle of the podcast? We're wrapping up now. I would just love a video review of the Oreo Coke Zero Sugar. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Awesome. Let's spin this fucking wheel and get out of here. Hopefully we get something good. We're not actually getting out of here. We're about to record the
Patreon. Yeah, we have to record the Patreon. So.
But,
$5.
$5. Yeah, I think if we don't get something, like, juicy, like, even if it's a terrible song, just, like, something we can fucking talk about.
Yeah, I would love something I can discuss.
I would love to discuss Fallout Boy on this podcast.
I would love
Boy
to
podcast.
Discuss the reason why we started this thing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of what other bands we could do this with, like, when we eventually finish Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
And, I, like, just kept thinking about, like, how annoying it would be to do a Modest Mouse one.
I'm not familiar with Modest Mouse.
I know
at
you're
all.
Not. That's why it would be so funny. But also, no one would listen.
Yeah. Modest Mouse retrospective.
I think Weezer and Panic at the Disco are the two that jump out at me. So yeah.
Weezer would be a nightmare to get. That would take like 10 years.
So I was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe we could exclude some things that aren't canon Weezer.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, even with just doing canon records, Weezer would take like 5 years minimum.
So you're saying no Teal, no Death to False Metal, no Ratitude, no Make Believe.
You'd have to include those though. I mean, if we just wanted to do like the good stuff, we
all make
that
the wheel
and
we
months.
Can see how fucking big and stupid it is.
it would take you like 3 hours to make that wheel. Probably a whole day.
It wouldn't take me a whole day.
Typing in all that? You know how many fucking songs they have?
You don't make the wheels. I make the wheels.
All right.
I made this one so quickly.
Okay.
You spin it. I got a good feeling about your mojo. All
right. I got good mojo.
Oh, the mojo just went away.
Oh,
after you touched my phone.
Fuck.
See?
It is.
Oh! Tell that Mick he just made my list of things to do today.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Tom sent us a video review. Lovely.
Oh, awesome. Well,
and it'll play right here.
On the Patreon.